ball in my hand. All I gotta do is just raise up and shoot. That's my focus. All I gotta do is shoot the shot the same way.
We just want to maintain focus.
You have to execute
every night. All I gotta do is
focus.
Everything you do feels like the right thing. Feels like the right move.
That's my focus.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go courtside for the best 1-2 punch in the business. Matt Abrig and Ryan Cook.
And welcome back to UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Matt Abrig, Ryan Cook, the second game of tonight's doubleheader. A little late start for us. Thank you, Mike Hart. But only because the girls' game was a dandy and went into overtime with Sun Valley falling to Weddington 50-45.
A dandy it was.
It
by
was
the way.
Very good. What are you doing?
I just wanted to take a picture of this.
These are my stats. You don't share these. You never shared stats with me.
Oh yes, coach. I did.
No, you didn't.
I was one of the few that you can count on.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Here we go. These two teams met three times last year, with Sun Valley winning twice, including in the conference tournament, both at each other's house, and then on the road at the Marvin Ridge.
Interesting.
Where Sun Valley won 61-54. Spartans, though, coming to tonight's action, 5-12 overall, 1-1 in the conference, coming off a 71-55 loss to Marvin on last Friday. They're led by senior guard Nate Tavares, 16.5 points, 5 rebounds, second in the county in assists with 3.8, 2 steals, 28% from three, had a high of 24 against Parkwood. Next him, sophomore wing, Khalil Benjamin, 11.5 points, 6 rebounds, almost a block and a half a game. Had 24 a week ago against Cutherson. And senior forward, Devin Sumpter, sent 10 points, 7 rebounds, had 23 earlier this year in a loss to Monroe. They are coached by Brett Jensen.
So I haven't seen this team play this year. I've seen Nate Tavares play a lot on the travel circuit, coached him just a little bit. And you know, he's a crafty guard. You know, he's confident at this stage. And
is that a disrespectful word?
No, I don't think so. And I don't even know if that's really what I would usually say, crafty, what he does. I mean, he's more athletic than what I would usually call a crafty guard.
Okay.
I mean, so maybe that's a poor
point taken.
When I say crafty, like, I think he can get to the rim. I think, you know, he can shake you off. And Nate's having a great senior year to start out. But what I am super, super curious to see tonight is Khalil Benjamin, because you see this in those emotional games can go one of two ways, and usually it's not in between. You know what
I
mean?
Khalil played here last year on the JV squad.
Right.
And now is at Sun Valley in a starting role at varsity.
And I think it will be very emotional for him tonight. He's going to want to come in and have a big game. So, will he? You know, I mean, like that, will he come out and just be a man possessed? Or will he come out and push too much?
That's not a fair matchup.
What is it, 4-on-1 out
yes.
there for captains? You know, or will Benjamin come in and try to do too much, and will it show that way? So, I think it can be big. I mean, we've seen, like, as you had mentioned
there's been a change.
As you had mentioned, Benjamin can be very explosive. I mean, he scored 24 in a game or whatever. Oh, what?
I got him.
You got?
Thank you.
You know, so what does he do tonight? That would be interesting. And he's a tough matchup. I don't know if they'll have KJ guard him is what I would think. I mean, he's long and tall, isn't he, Khalil? So, you know, I don't know whether KJ will guard him, which would, you know, make him work hard on that end. But To that point, I guess you're getting ready to talk about Weddington here in a little bit.
Good
and
luck
I can
tonight.
Wait for that. So go ahead.
For the Warriors, they come to tonight's action 15-1, 2-0 in the conference, coming off an 87-56 win over Cuthbertson last week. Their only loss of the season was to the Burlington School in the holiday tournament over the break. They are led by senior guard Grant Hamilton, number one in the Union County in scoring at 22.5 points, 5.3 rebounds, 2 assists, 2 steals, 40% from three. Behind
what else
him,
can you say about him?
KJ Younger.
Yeah.
22.2 points a game. Second in Union County in scoring. Second in rebound at under just 8 a game. He has 2.7 assists, 2.2 steals, a block. He shoots 30% from
man.
Three. And then the third man of that lethal weapon, the old days, go back to Georgia Tech, Aiden Cook. 8.5 points, 3 rebounds, 3.5 assists, 2 steals, 43% from three, and they're coached by the legendary Gary Ellington.
The legendary. And so, you know, I think that, like we were saying, like, first of all, you got two prolific scorers. I mean, it's fair. It's not an exaggeration. It's just fair to call them prolific scorers. They've both been super consistent lately on you know, every game is right around that 20-point mark. Hamilton's three-point shooting's been a little off and on, but I texted you, I think, the other night and said, you know, he's really struggling. He wound up being like 10 for 18. You know, I mean, like, that's really good when you score that many points, you know.
You've known Grant longer. I've known him since he was in eighth grade going into freshman year, and he has gone from not just growing physically taller and stronger,
yeah,
a shooter to a scorer.
For sure, without a doubt.
He will put the ball on the floor. He will take it to the rec. He is rebounding better as a guard.
Right.
And he's a big guard.
He is now. You're right. But I think the big X factor for them has been, like we said before, you game plan for Younger, you game plan for Hamilton, and then Cook's now shooting 43% from three-point range. You know, you can't leave him alone. You can't not worry about him.
Saw East Mets do it. We saw Kings Mountain do it.
And I think Butler.
Butler did the same thing where he came out and torched him in the first quarter.
Friday night, you weren't here, but Friday night he scored the first 7 points against Cuthbertson. So then when he does that, it forces you as a coach to go, well, all right, we got to get him stopped, and then you got Hamilton and Younger wide open. So it's a tough threesome there, and not that other guys don't contribute. You know, I mean, you know, Mason Zepp does his job really well, and Jack Ellison's been playing better and better.
And Matthew,
you know,
Powers.
Matthew Power, you know. So it's a tough, well-rounded team, but it's a little bit of a rivalry still, I think. You know, they're not far from each other, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
For Sun Valley, the starters will be Nate Tavares, Khalil Benjamin, Devin Sumpner, Vincent Tomlinson, and Will Rowe. Rowe just got called up last week from the JV squad and getting the start tonight.
Okay. There's a success story.
For Weddington, it'll be Ellison, Hamilton, Cook, Zepp, and Younger.
Now, I will tell you this. Last year, I felt like they matched up Cook when he was in the game on Tavares a lot, and that he did a really good job defensively on Nate because they had played against each other a bunch in practice. And so watch for that. I don't know if Cook's starting off guarding him or not. But, you know, a couple things can happen there. Look at this. We got
Tomlinson.
A little love from the Sun Valley crew. That could go either way, too. That can be really big. Cook could do a great job guarding him and really slow him down and really take control of this game for that. Or you got to be careful if you're Cook. You don't want to get early fouls guarding Tavares as well.
Ellison, Hamilton, Younger, Zepp, and Cook. Weddington in their home whites, trimmed in blue. Sun Valley, the road, black, trimmed in maroon and white.
Here we go. Get some love. See, now we'll see if KJ can remember or not.
Zepp doesn't like us.
No, he didn't even look at us. No, KJ's he's
come back around.
Again. Yeah. No.
Nope.
You got to get us on the way, because otherwise it gets awkward having to come back around, you know. He'll get us if he ever has to check back in, probably, right? It's not really a particularly big Sun Valley team, is it, for what you see? I mean, you know, Benjamin.
Sumter's a good 6'3".
Yeah,
Benjamin's about 6'4", 6'5", and after that it goes down.
And Sumter's built well, too. Yeah. Now, Khalil's a little skinny, you know. I mean, but he's long, man. He's athletic, he's tall, he's long.
Tip in the air and one by the Warriors into the backcourt to Cook. Aiden Cook hands off to KJ Younger, and he'll bring it across the timeline.
Here
right
we go.
To left.
Man to man.
Back up top, Hamilton with it now between the circles. On the block, they get it to Cook. Back to Zepp on that left wing. Back up top to Hamilton. Grant with it. Tomlinson on her. On him, high pick there to Ellison. Back up top,
uh-oh,
Hamilton, rise, fire,
three! Oh, no, you can't leave that wide
Coach
open.
Coach Jensen just yelled at Tomlinson.
Oh, man.
You cannot do that.
That's inexcusable.
Tavares across the timeline in front of us to Tomlinson, back up top, into the corner. Rowe to Benjamin, Khalil along three, got it.
Uh-oh,
the
there
net
you go.
Didn't move, and he's chatting.
Yeah, he
already.
Is.
Already.
He is. And like I said, though, sometimes it gives you, you know, you come out firing.
And he did that first game I did. He had 24 against Parkwood. He looked awesome.
Yeah.
Hamilton left wing. Tomlinson on him.
They can go one of two ways.
Back to Ellison on the block. Up and good.
Nice pass.
A little confusion, and that may be because of Rowe got lost on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, poor defense on both possessions by Sun Valley so far.
Back to Tomlinson.
Good hands.
Off of Hamilton out of bounds. It'll stay Sun Valley basketball. Into the backcourt to Tavares. They throw a double at him. He gets past. Tomlinson back to Tavares. Nate with it. Across the timeline. Nate with it.
He's got a tough matchup with KJ Younger guarding him.
He'll get free. He'll launch a three. No good. Rebound kept alive. Off the rim. Younger pulls it away. KJ wants to push. They stop him up top. No, they don't. Down the lane.
Oh,
up and
man.
And the foul.
Oh, my God. Holy moly. That's a freight train right there.
Foul's going to be on Benjamin.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, an early foul on Khalil Benjamin doesn't help him either. If he doesn't have a game, they're going to be in trouble. Man, that's a left-handed strong full court finish.
Benjamin up and good. Excuse me, Younger up and good. 8-3, Weddington. That was quick. It was 3-3.
Yeah.
Tavares to Tomlinson. Into the corner to Rowe. A three. Hit the side of the backboard. He rushed that one. Left side to Hamilton. Grant with it. Now to Ellison, left wing. Back to Hamilton. A three. No good. Fell down. Rebound by Tavares. Nate wants to push. Nate into the front court.
Yeah, like I say, that's a tough when he's got KJ Younger on him. He's not going anywhere.
Benjamin back up top to Tomlinson. Now to Tavares. Left side of the basketball court. Bounce pass near side to Tomlinson. Now to Nate to reset. Or you just try to yuck it up and you just slow it down.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't let Weddington get into transition buckets.
True, true.
If there was a shot clock, use all of it.
Yeah.
Rowe to Tavares. Got away with the travel. No, he didn't.
A late call,
but he did shuffle him.
Very late. I mean, I think it was the right call, but very late. Weird.
Zepp to Younger and KG will bring it across. Younger across, hands off to Hamilton. Hamilton up top to Ellison between the circles. Back door, Younger's wide open. They don't see him. Back into the corner now. The give and go to Hamilton. Up and good.
Who made that? Whose assist was that?
That was from KJ Younger.
Okay.
10-3 with 5 minutes to go here in the first. Benjamin. Drive, hang.
Oh, man.
Wild shot. Lost it.
Travel.
Rebound by Zepp. Into the corner to Younger. Rise, fire, three. Got it. Timeout Sun Valley with a 10-point lead. The Warriors are up 13-3. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
I need you a rewind of your play-by-play there. I absolutely saw nothing of that possession. The assist was from who and
Zepp
to who?
To Younger for three, and that's where we
Zepp
sit.
To Younger for three. Okay, yeah. And you know, again, KJ's been playing really well every game, I would say the last however many games, but he hadn't been shooting the three particularly well. So if he's doing that tonight too, watch out, right?
Yeah, 100%.
And he's not shooting it too poorly on the season. He said 30. I think I heard you say like
30%.
30. I mean, but that's kind of
when your two teammates are at 40 and 43.
It looks bad, right?
You are. You're bringing the team the percentage down.
Right. Right. So still no subs in for
nope.
Either team.
Meetings have been adjourned. Tomlinson will inbound. Pressure here by Weddington. They inbound to Tavares, and they look to double maybe. Near side to Tomlinson, back to Tavares. Nate with a few dribbles. Now to Tomlinson in front of us. High post to Sumpner, into the corner. Rowe back up top, they swing it. Nate with it. Cook on him, doing a good job. Back up top, Benjamin a three. Long off the window at 8:27 on a Tuesday.
Wow.
The banks are open. He's got six, and it's 13-6, Weddington. Up top to Hamilton. Ellison high post, not where he wants it though. They had to go all the way out top to the three-point line to get it. Now to Hamilton, pump fake. Tomlinson checks him. Fall away by Grant, and good.
Oh man, that's tough. That's really tough.
15-6 with under four to go. Tavares, cross court to Tomlinson. Into the corner to Rowe. Drive, hang, shot, window good by the sophomore. Will Rowe for two.
His first varsity start, we're guessing? Or
I believe so. I know he played a little bit last week.
Yeah.
There were some changes to the roster for Sun Valley. Younger, a deep three is good.
Oh, man. Oh, man, that's tough.
Back to that 10-point lead, 18-8. Tavares on the block to Sumner. Kick the corner. Benjamin, another three. Got it.
Man.
He's got nine.
Remember when I told you that could go either way?
But you don't want to run out of gas in the second or third.
Yeah.
Ellison on the block. Up and good from Younger.
Sun Valley's defense has got to step up right now. They're not getting any stops.
Tavares across court over to Tomlinson. Near side to Nate. Nate with it back to Tomlinson. Into the corner. Another three. Another one.
Can't leave him.
He's got four.
Oh, my God.
Threes and 12 points.
And once again, remember when I said it could go
either
way?
All from the same spot.
Yeah.
Well, three of them are. The other one was a bank in.
Yeah. I don't give him that one, really, but it counts.
Younger with a screen. KJ. They switch. He's at the elbow. Up top to Ellison, a three. No good. Rebound by Sumner. Over to Tavares. Nate wants to push. Nate across the timeline. Drive, hang, shot, blocked by Hamilton. Grant with it.
Gotta get it
push.
Up to KJ, no?
Grant down the lane. And a foul is called. It'll be on Rowe.
That's on 12 on Tomlinson.
Rowe was in there as well. Rowe hit the deck.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm Weddington, I want to. Hamilton, they're usually really good at it, but he didn't see. He could have gotten that quick pass up to Younger for that dunk.
Hamilton up and gets the roll. Powers and Najee back in. Zepp and Ellison come out. Tomlinson takes a seat. And Will Calhoun in for the first time tonight.
Yeah, Calhoun's a good athlete.
Good wide receiver on the football team.
Yep.
No good for Hamilton. Rebound by Rowe. 21-14 with 2:15 to go. Tavares with it across the timeline. Sun Valley, or Weddington backs off on that press. Up top to Rowe, left wing. Lost it, took his eye off the ball, and into the Sun or Weddington student section it goes.
I think the Weddington student section like that.
Younger brings it up right to left. Najee on his left. Drive, baseline, skipping to the far corner. In and out of the hands of Cook and out of bounds. 30-second timeout, Weddington. A minute 54 to go here. Warriors up 7, 21-14.
Yeah, just a sloppy play there. You know, I mean, I think he probably picked the wrong place. I think he had an easier pass to Hamilton, which is a lot easier.
But that's a pass that I'm seeing at every level now where they drive in and then baseball pass it to the opposite corner.
And I
at the NBA or at college level.
And I couldn't tell it that well. It looked like it was a little too low to handle. I mean,
It's a ball either way. I mean, it's a low and away.
Yeah.
It's, you know, the count's 1-0.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But, so, you know, I credit Sun Valley right now, to be honest. I kind of credit Sun Valley here. I mean, their defense hasn't been very good, and things have not gone great, but they're only down 7. You know, here they can make it 5.
Because of Benjamin's 12.
It's been off Khalil Benjamin,
12 of the 14 on all threes.
Yeah.
Tavares will bring it up for the Spartans. Gets past Cook and dribble drive. The teardrop for Nate gets the roll.
Got the roll.
Hands off up top to Najee. Now to Cook. Cook, high post to Powers, out top with it now. Hand off to Grant. Grant spins at the free throw line. Another spin, reverse layup.
Man,
pretty move.
That
Grant Hamilton.
That is really tough right there. That is tough.
Quick.
Yeah.
On that second spin, it was fast.
That's 10 for Hamilton already.
Calhoun across the timeline to Benjamin. Khalil is fouled by Najee.
That's the first Weddington foul of the game.
A minute to 11 to go, and it's 23-16. Warriors.
I'll count 2-1.
Into the backcourt to Tavares. Cook will go with him. Now they're going to back off and pick him up at the volleyball line. Nate with it, top of the key. Right wing, Sumner on the block. They get it to him. Devin with it, back to Tavares. Rise, fire, three, got it.
Man, yeah, you can't leave him.
23-19 with under a minute to go. And if Sumner, if you're not familiar with him, he played at Union Academy last year.
Okay.
Younger, a three off the window, no good. Powers with the rebound.
Working hard like he always does.
Now to Najee, the dribble drive, the shot, the glass, and good.
big bench score for him right there.
25-19 with 35 seconds to go. Rowe with it across court. Near side to Tavares in front of us. Calhoun in the corner. Will dribble drive through the lane. Now to Rowe. Guarded by Hamilton. Loose ball. Hamilton steals it. Hamilton. Right down the lane. Euro step. No, but a foul is called. And Grant will go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Rowe.
His first.
Don't forget, Friday night, Weddington at Marvin Ridge will bring you that game, and that'll be a dang dandy.
Yep.
First place most likely on the line in the conference. Big-time rivals.
Most, if not all, of the Marvin team sitting up in the stands right now.
You are right, including the head coach.
Yep.
Hamilton up and good. Zepp and Ellison back in. Cook and Younger come out.
Give them their little 14-second break, if nothing else, right?
They're doing something with Tomlinson's jersey over here. I don't know if he got scratched, and they got, but he's talking to Coach Mason as Hamilton knocks down the second and makes it a 27-19 lead. 10 seconds to go here in the quarter. Tavares in front of us. Down to five. Nate, going to dribble drive. Lost it. Stolen away by Ellison. Two. Again, Khalil will not count. And at the end of one quarter of play, Weddington 27, Sun Valley 19. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Let's go back courtside for the second quarter.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're at the end of one quarter of play. How you doing? 8 minutes on the clock. You heard the buzzer in the background. Weddington up, and I said this as soon as we got off the air. That's a big quarter.
Yeah.
27-19.
It's fun. You know, I know people like defense, and, you know, good defense wins championships and all that, but offense is fun to watch.
Younger back in. He had those strips on his left shoulder. He took them off.
Okay.
Tavares, Calhoun, Benjamin, Tomlinson, and Rowe. Cook, Ellison. Najee stays in there as they give it to Khalil with it up top. Needs help. Gets it to Rowe. Rowe with it back up top. They get it over to Nate Tavares, the senior guard between the circles. Cook up on him. Calhoun right wing. Will with it. Oh. Lost his dribble. Back door to Tavares. 15-footer pull up. No good. Rebound Zepp. Younger wants to push. Now with it up top. Lost his dribble. Hands off to Cook. Aiden with it back to Najee. Najee back up top to Cook, and they'll reset for Coach Ellington, who wants to run Florida.
Clearly.
Into the corner to Ellison. Jack with it. Skip pass. Crossed. Younger a three. Oh. No good, but he's fouled. He'll shoot three. That'll be on Benjamin.
That's a second big one on Benjamin.
That's where that emotion's...
That's,
you know,
where it made, yeah. Yeah, because he...
Play within yourself.
He's really valuable to this team right now. They can't afford to have him off the floor in foul trouble.
12 of the 19, and that puts K.J. Younger at the line. And good on the first. Hamilton back in for Najee. Nope, he gets three.
Oh, that's right.
He's
good
got
point.
Three, that's right.
Good point, Coach Ford. I heard that.
Tomlinson will check in after this second free throw.
After his equipment malfunction? Or
yeah, he had something going on over there with that jersey.
He make that one? I couldn't
he
see.
Did. Okay. He did. So Najee out, Hamilton in. Benjamin's going to take a break.
If only I had a play-by-play guy telling me whether he made it or not, you know, then I would.
No. I don't know. He does college. He does college.
That's all we know.
Younger up and got it. 30-19. Under seven to go here in the second. Nate Tavares with it. Over to Tomlinson. They give it. Sumner up glass. Good,
oh,
and the foul.
Man, that's a big, big
that's an ACC move right there.
Yeah.
The follow through, the bucket, and Sumner on the first time tonight at the line.
And that was on Zepp, his first.
Zepp, just a junior. Up and In and out, no good. Rebound Ellison. Younger across the timeline. They look to double team him. They're waiting. Left wing over to Cook. Cook with it. Now to Zepp. Baseline. Now he'll dribble back out top to Younger. Almost stolen away. KJ a three. Got it.
Man, I was getting ready to say I didn't like that shot. I thought
he
that
set
was
his
tough
feet.
One. I thought that was tough, I thought. But, I mean, he wanted it right away and drilled it.
Rowe with it. Rowe. Back to Tavares, left side. Now to Tomlinson, high post. Calhoun, a three. No good. Rebound by Ellison. Jack wants to push. Hamilton, right wing. A three on the way. Short. Rebound goes out to Rowe. Will Rose got it, a one on three. He'll back it up and reset, wait for his friends. Back up top to Tavares now with it, Nate, in front of us. Goes by Cook, kick to Rowe. A three for Rowe.
Wait, it hit.
No
yeah.
good. Hit the top of the backboard.
Yeah.
And Weddington ball.
And you know, starting to creep up there just a little bit. You know, that 12-point
lead. Can't trade three for zero.
Yeah, yeah. You gotta start getting stops if you're Sun Valley. Their defense hadn't been very good.
How long do you sit Benjamin?
Oh, no, not very long, I don't think.
Younger with it, left side to Cook. Aiden with it. Now to Younger. KJ, dribble drive back to Cook. Rise, fire, three. Got it!
That looked good and confident.
43% from three!
I was going to say, picking up right where he left off shooting-wise.
This will stir some stuff up. Better than his brother up the three?
Well, percent rise this year, he is, right?
Sumner on the block, glass no good, too strong. Rebound by Ellison.
Percentage-wise, but it doesn't take nearly as many.
KJ got away with a shuffle into the corner. Zepp, a three on the way, long. Rebound by Tavares. Nate will push. A one on six. Joking, of course. The pull-up, no, but he's fouled by Cook.
I don't know about that.
Hit him on the elbow, coach.
Man, I don't know.
Don't be like that. Kid's a hacker. We saw the Porter Ridge game.
Yeah, is that the one he fouled out of? Or wait.
he had a few.
Or no. Yeah.
He got a lot, and then he was just like, what did I do?
Yeah. Oh, he always says that. But that time, I kind of agreed with him.
Tavares up and gets the roll. Zepp out, Najee in.
No, I'll tell you right now, Cook's one that's never seen a foul. Like, he's never thought he committed a foul.
Jalen Powell in, along with Jaden Jeffrey. First action for those boys tonight. The 5:07 mark. Warriors up 36-22. Nate, the second one is good. 36-23.
And that's seven for Tavares so far tonight.
Younger across the timeline, right to left. Ellison at the elbow, turn, shot, good.
That's his shot. That's a good shot. I got four assists for Younger early.
38-23. On the block to Sumner, high post. Into the corner. Tavares a three, no good. Rebound Hamilton. Outlet to Ellison by himself. Jack on the right wing. Now up top to Najee. Najee, dribble drive, kick to Ellison, throws it out of bounds. Turnover. Weddington ball, or Sun Valley ball.
Yeah, that was not a good spot to pick there. He should just move the ball and kept him in the offense.
Nate with it up top, a screen. Left side, looking for help. Gets by Cook, now stopped. Now to Tomlinson, into the corner. Lost it. Jalen Powell, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Weddington ball.
I'm thinking back to your question about Khalil Benjamin. I don't know. 15 points, like you don't want to let it, like, I think maybe I'm starting to go offense for defense if nothing else right now. It's going to get away. You know, you don't want to go in the locker room.
You're
down
at 15 20. Now. Ellison, another one from 15 is good.
Oh, man, what a weapon if he's hitting that now. You know, he had really struggled offensively scoring-wise, and, man, if he's hitting those shots, which he can do, man, that's going to be tough.
Powell with it up top. Now to Tavares. Nate lost it. Ellison with the steal. Jack by himself. Hang. Layup. Good.
Man. Yeah,
KJ, you got to be careful on that going up there.
You either need a timeout really soon here or get Benjamin in or both.
Back up top.
19 points. You got to do something.
Stolen away by Hamilton. Hamilton to Najee. Up.
You got to get a
timeout.
And good.
44-23.
The game's going to be
over. Benjamin's going to come in here, but when does he get in?
I don't know. I'm calling a timeout soon, if not.
21-point lead now. Powell with it. Off of Weddington. It'll stay Sun Valley ball as Benjamin back in.
Yeah, you got it. Got to.
Powell out. Raucous crowd tonight.
Yeah.
They get it into Sumner. Over to Jeffrey. Into the corner. Tavares, an NBA three is good.
Man, he's really become a lot better consistent three-point shooter than I'd seen.
44-26 with 2:45 to go in the half. Right side to Cook, wide open, Aiden. No good, rebound by Najee. Nobody boxed him out. Back up top to Cook. Drive, hang, kick, Ellison. Now to Hamilton on the block. The floater, no good. Rebound by, that's Jeffrey. Over to Tavares. Nate going to dribble drive. Up, nobody's fouled. And Nate will go back to the line for two. Foul's going to be on Ellison.
Jack Ellison playing really well tonight. It's his first foul. He's playing really well, making a lot of things happen. Rebounds, steals, finishing it to basket, jumpers. He's got 10 points, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 2 assists.
Up and good for Nate.
And Tavares, like I say, has really impressed me. I know he's having a great season.
Well, that's, you know, we talked about that a little bit as far as coming off of a team last year where you lose the three guys ahead of you. Now it's on you.
Yeah.
You're the senior.
That's not easy.
You need
though.
To pick
everybody's
up your scoring. You're right.
Everybody's
and he's done a good job.
You. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
2:20 to go here. 44-28 Warriors. Younger, left wing to Cook. Cook with it, guarded by Tavares. Skip pass over to Hamilton with a screen from Powers. Nope, back to Cook near side.
A little zone by Sun Valley here.
Cook going to dribble drive, kick. Hamilton, no. Younger, a three from the corner. Short, rebound by Tomlinson.
Yeah, I don't think that's really what you wanted there.
Gets it over to Tavares. Nate across the timeline. Back up top to Tomlinson. Left side to Jeffrey. A three, no good. Rebound goes to Benjamin. Khalil. A three, no good. Rebound by Najee. Hamilton will push. Drive, kick. Younger a three, no good. Rebound by Nate. Tavares will push. A one on three. The teardrop, nobody's fouled. And he'll shoot two. Looked like a real bad pickup game the last two possessions.
Yes.
Foul's
yes.
going to be on Younger.
That's his first. You got a slew of guys with one foul. Younger, Cook,
how many's in
Ellison,
a slew?
Zepp, and Najee. I guess five.
Okay, because a couple is two and a few is three.
A slew
is five plus. Tavares up and good. Zepp back in, Ellison back in. Younger and Najee out.
Tavares perfect from the line with five for five so far.
It's the first time I've seen a referee count. Is he not counting? Is he? Okay.
He should be.
He should be, but like he, I usually you don't see him do it.
Yeah.
Point of emphasis this season maybe, along with jerseys and elbows.
A little bit of a raised 2-3, a high spread out 2-3.
Cook with it up top, high post up Powers, back to Cook. They swing it around left wing to Zepp, cross court to Hamilton, rock a baby, got it.
Yeah. That's the problem with playing Weddington in the zone.
47-30 with 1:05 to go in the half. Into the corner to Jeffrey. Jeffrey with it. Now to Tavares. Nate. Good D by Cook on him. Got to reset the offense. Jeffrey right wing. Under a minute. Give and go. Sumner up glass. Nobody's fouled. And Devin will go to the line for two.
That's going to be Ellison's second.
Najee going back in after this free throw. Up and good.
Good athlete right there.
Younger back in. Ellison out along with Powers out. Sumner up and good.
2 for 3 from the line with 4 points for Sumter.
Lead back to 15 for Weddington, 47-32, 40 seconds to go.
Sticking in that spread out zone, but boy, there's a lot of shooters on this Weddington team.
Younger to Hamilton right wing, Cook into the corner, Aiden the three, got it.
Yep.
Pick your poison, coach.
Yeah, that's tough.
50-32, 25 seconds to go.
They're heading for 100 points at this stage.
If Weddington shoots this well and Marvin shoots this well,
that
would
be an
exciting 100.
Game. Yeah.
We could see 100 for both.
You may be tired.
Tavares up top, last shot. Cook on him, crosses him, tried to throw it inside. Younger lets it fly, no, and at the end of one half of play, Weddington 50, Sun Valley 32. We'll take a break, come back. UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week.
You're listening to the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. We're back for the second half in just 1 minute.
Welcome back, UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Halftime of the boys' game. Weddington and Sun Valley where the Warriors lead 50-32 as Ryan Cook, to my right, finished his pizza. Now we'll do some easy math, quick math, and we'll get us some stats.
Yeah, easy for you to say.
Well, your wife teaches math. She balances the checkbook. Nothing of that rubbed off on you?
I sometimes pretend to teach math.
Oh,
you know,
okay. But
okay, so I think I got it, though. So leading the way for Weddington, you got the two prolific scorers tied with 15. So Grant Hamilton, KJ Younger, each with 15. I think that the big factor for Weddington that first half was Jack Ellison with 10 points, Cook with 6, and Najee with 4. For Sun Valley, you had a huge start by Khalil Benjamin. I mean, he kept him in it early.
12 in the first quarter, maybe?
Yeah, I think so. He's got 12 now. I think he only missed one three, maybe two.
He missed that one here on the side that hit the backboard.
Maybe, yeah.
That was forced.
But
No.
Little late.
No, you can't do this.
Yeah.
No, if you're sorry. No, you were sorry once.
If
you don't see us on Friday night, I'm done with you. Because we'll be there. I'm just saying.
So leading the way, though, for Sun Valley is Nate Tavares with 14, Khalil Benjamin with 12, Sumter with 4, and Rowe with 2. So, Tavares and Benjamin doing their job. You know, some others got to pick it up, and they got to play better defense. They're just not getting stops.
So that'll do it. We'll take another quick break. Come back with the second half of tonight's action. Weddington and Sun Valley, Warriors up 50-32. Ryan Cook requested this.
Yeah.
So I figured we'd play DJ for a minute or two. As you heard the horn in the background as we start the second half, it'll be the starters returning for Weddington, which is Younger, Zepp, Ellison, Cook, and Hamilton. And for Sun Valley, it looks like it'll be the starters as well with Rowe, Benjamin, Tomlinson, Tavares, and Sumner.
Yes, sir. And if you're Sun Valley, I mean, obvious statement here, but you just got to get off to a good start, you know.
Weddington basketball to start, moving left to right. This is the UnionCountyHoops.com's Game of the Week. Cook into the backcourt. He'll bring it up right to left. Tavares up on him. Hands off to Hamilton. Hamilton by Rowe. Sun Valley out in the man defense this time. They had that packed in 2-3 to finish the first half. Right wing over to Ellison. Cut through to Hamilton. Grant lost it out of bounds. Sun Valley basketball.
And credit Sun Valley, I think, with that possession. I feel like they came out there really playing hard man-to-man defense. And they're going to have to do that consistently if they're going to get back into this.
Piedmont girls' winning streak came to an end, but the boys started a new one. Rowe with it up top for Sun Valley, right wing over to Tomlinson in the corner. On the block to Sumner. Devin, turn, fadeaway, window, up and good.
Yeah, that's a big-time shot, I mean.
Near side to Hamilton, guarded on Rowe. Hamilton down the lane, the little floater, the window, no, but he's fouled. And Grant will go to the line for two. Foul's going to be on 15, that was. Is that right?
I believe so. Rowe?
Yeah, Rowe, that's my bad.
Yep. Hamilton goes to the line 3 for 4.
4 for 5.
16 points, pretty good night. He's Looking now, good
it averages 22.4. I need more from Grant.
No, there's a little time left.
Second one up, in and out, no good. Rebound off of Sumner's leg. Yeah, yeah. Him and Ellison were going at it.
Yeah, I thought Ellison kind of got held off a little bit there.
I thought the exact opposite.
You thought Ellison
I thought they both were grabbing each other up top in the jersey area. All the way out top to Younger, guarded by Benjamin. With a screen, KJ. On the block, Ellison, pump fake, Glass, got it.
Nice.
12 for Jack.
And this is the old Jack Ellison. I mean, he's really playing well.
Tavares across the timeline, left wing, right up top to Tomlinson, Rowe into the corner. Will Rowe drive, kicks it out top, stolen away by Cook. Aiden on the drive, up.
Oh!
No, alley-oop for Aiden Cook.
Whoa.
Benjamin thought he was going to go up for a layup. He went up to slap it. Aiden laid it up for the oop to Younger.
Man.
And a timeout is called by Sun Valley.
The whole gym's having fun with that, aren't they? I mean, you just look around, you see smiles and claps, and that's pretty exciting.
6:27 to go, and it's 55-34, a 21-point lead.
Makes me think of, who was it? Was it AJ that threw it off the backboard to Chase a couple times?
I was never at a game that happened.
Though. You never saw that?
I don't think so. The dunks that I always see, they would run the back door off the inbounds.
Yeah.
With the lob.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of where. Maybe I'm thinking of travel ball where they did that a little bit. But, of course, travel ball, they had big Patrick Wessler, too, that's a 7-footer going to Virginia Tech.
He's at Virginia Tech.
But, now that was fun. I mean, KJ is just something else to watch. I mean, the athleticism.
When you can get up that high and flush it down, like you're with both down, you're not squeaking it over. You're not.
No.
You're going up with like an authority.
Yeah, so I think that's 17 for him now, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, 17
does
for
AJ, him. Does Aiden get two assists? Is that like, is that extra fancy?
No style points.
Tavares will bring it up, 55-34 to Tomlinson. Vincent across the timeline, through the lane, kick into the corner. Now back up top, Nate lost it, stolen away. Now Sumner got it, and Zepp, and a foul is called.
Huh.
It'll be on Zepp.
That's rough. I thought that's a loose ball.
Me too.
But that's a loose ball. Got it right to a loose ball.
All the way out top to Sumner. To Tavares, left wing. Rowe, a corner three, no good. Rebound Hamilton. Grant wants to push. Grant lost it. Rowe, the steal. And a foul is going to be called either on Hamilton or Rowe.
I think that's kind of tough, too, because I'm not even sure who you call it on, like you're saying.
Who's making the call?
I don't know. They're talking about it.
Oh. It's going to be on Rowe.
I didn't really like that on either. I think that's a –
what do you call it, a no call and let them play on?
I think so, don't you? I don't know.
Then it could get chippy because if you're not going to call it, then I've got – But nonetheless.
I don't know. But you called it because you're like, I'm not sure which one it's on.
Because they both went out and talked.
Yeah.
Younger on the cut through. He's fouled.
Yeah.
That'll be three on Benjamin.
Yep.
With 5:54 to go here.
And
they're going to say that's on 10.
Is that Zepp? Yeah.
That's late on the scoreboard. My bad.
There we go.
It's okay, Benjamin with three. Younger up and good on the first.
Yeah, you got to be careful again. You can't, even though Benjamin hadn't done anything for a little while, you can't afford to get him on the bench, you know. So he's okay for now, but he can't pick up another one anytime soon.
Up and good for Younger. 57-34.
Stars are shining tonight. I think that's 19 for Younger. Uh-oh.
Into the backcourt, stolen off of Nate's leg.
Yeah, he needed to get that around.
It'll stay when the ball is Najee comes back in. Najee in for Zepp. Who will trigger it? Najee will trigger. Up top to Younger between the circles. Benjamin on him. Hamilton. Ellison high post. Back to Hamilton. A three on the way. No good. Rebound by Benjamin. Over to Tavares with 5:20 to go here. Nate, drive, lost his dribble, back up top to Benjamin. He lost it over to Younger. Up, glass, no, put back good.
Way
he tried to return the favor, but Aiden doesn't have the lift.
No, but he way to run the floor and follow that up.
Boy, 59-34.
Super lucky he didn't get his fourth foul there.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. Turriff and Calhoun will come in for Sun Valley on the next dead ball. Tavares a three. Got it, Nate. Yeah,
that was big. They needed that.
22-point lead for Weddington with 4:50 to go.
Definitely Tavares playing well offensively, though.
Oh, Younger. Stolen away. Tomlinson on a break. Down the lane. Off the glass. Tried to go off the glass to Benjamin. Lost it. Najee with it across the timeline. Kick into the corner. Ellison a three. No good. Off to Stanchion. It'll be Spartan basketball. Turriff and Calhoun in. Benjamin and Tomlinson. Nope. Sumner and Tomlinson out. Powers back in for Weddington.
I really thought Benjamin got lucky the last two possessions. He didn't get his fourth foul.
Is that bored? Are you that bored? Jeez Louise. Jeffrey across with a pass, looking for help. Throws it to nobody. What I don't like is you're going that way, and you need to go that way.
Yeah.
Najee will trigger it, far side of the court, across from us. Into the backcourt to Younger with 4:15 to go in the third. 59-37, left wing, Hamilton. Hamilton goes baseline, up and good off the glass. Grant Hamilton for two.
Like you said, he's an all-around scorer now.
Jeffrey with it up top.
Our
left
baby
side
grew
to Tavares. Three, no good. He all grows up. Cook with a rebound. Cook wants to push. Now to Hamilton. Pump fake. Tavares back to Cook. Najee. Pump fake into the corner. Younger. Pull up. On the block to get the Powers. KJ got caught in the air and just threw it to somebody.
He did, and really it was a pretty good pass. I mean,
but it was at, 87 miles an hour.
A little mustard on it, a little high. I think Powers was so shocked, though, that it was coming. Yeah.
Full timeout by Sun Valley with 3:38 to go. 61-37. We'll keep it right here. UnionCountyHoops.com's game of the week.
Yeah, and I don't want to not enjoy the moment here. I mean, we got a basketball game going on right here in front of us, but it does just sure make you excited for Friday night.
Yes.
I may
get there tomorrow.
I mean, the girls game has some potential. I mean, if we're being honest, you expect Marvin to win that game. But
I do, but they did not play well against Sun Valley and squeaked one out.
Right.
And if that happens again,
You never know. But that boys game is just going to be, it's all on the line for that. I mean, granted, you get two shots at each other, but I mean,
you don't want to split the conference title,
no.
Even if you want it.
Especially,
you
want to
make them come to Weddington.
Sure.
At the last game of the regular season,
yeah.
That's what
yeah.
you want. You want to win there, and then make them come here and try to earn a split.
And I think you've got. It's weird in my opinion. I think you've got two teams that are similar, but yet also different. You know, like you got two smart teams.
Yep.
They're both smart.
Smart players, well coached.
Like they're going to run stuff. Both of them, they're going to scout well. They're going to run their sets. They're going to do all that stuff. But then you got the prolific scorers and maybe athletes that Weddington has that maybe Marvin doesn't. But
I'll say this: the last time we saw Josh Clark in Weddington, he had 31.
Yes.
Into the corner to
and
Turriff.
And Stinson Bridges shooting the ball real well right now. Uh-oh.
Back into the backcourt, tipped by Hamilton. Grant throws it down with the right hand.
He dunked one Friday night, too.
He's got a couple this year. I've been happy to be here when he does it. Jeffrey with it across court, lost his dribble. Turriff into the corner. Up top to Tavares. Nate. Now to Calhoun. Calhoun with it. Up top to Jeffrey. Tavares swings it back around. No kick, not deliberate,
I
guess.
Is it if they put their foot? I'm not sure. I mean,
he didn't put his foot out.
He
had his
back of his foot.
Yeah. Into the corner to Vaughn.
Cook's doing jumping
and
jacks.
And he's fouled
over
here. By Nate Tavares.
I think Aiden's tired from doing jumping jacks. He's jumping up. I'm open.
Row back in. Tavares is going to come out for, I think, the first time tonight. And Cook exits.
He's kind of laughing. He says, I was wide open over in that corner just jumping around.
Vaughn will trigger it. Up top to Powers. to Ellison, to Hamilton, left side. Matthew Powers, a three is good.
He seems to shoot a good percentage for how few he shoots.
He likes the corner three, I know that.
Yeah, and I don't know what his percentage is, but it seems like he shoots a good one.
Stolen away again, Vaughn. To Najee, up, shot, no, but a foul is called. That's on Will Rowe.
It's his fourth, actually, I believe. Yeah, it's his fourth. Najee goes to the line. Let's see, he just got a steal there.
Matthew Power shoots 29%. One less than Mr. Younger.
The guy sitting beside
Najee
me
Najee up, no good.
Although, I believe
he doesn't take as many.
No, and Younger's percentage is going up tonight a little, I think, huh? He's probably about 3 for 5, I'm guessing. Ish.
Nate Tavares back in for Sun Valley, replacing Jeffrey. So you've got Vaughn, Ellison, Najee Powers, Younger, Turf, Rowe, Benjamin back in, along with Calhoun and Tavares. Najee up and no good. Rebound by Rowe. Over to Tavares with 2:20 to go in the third. Nate with it up top. Skip over there. Stolen away by Younger. Younger up to Vaughn. Vaughn. No good. Man. Rebound goes all the way to Ellison. Najee with it. Into the corner. Skip pass to Younger. Rise. Fire. Three. Got it.
Man.
4 of 6. For KJ. And it's 69-37. Calhoun into the backcourt. Across the timeline to the front court. Skip over to Tavares into the corner to Turoff. Brady with it. Back up top. Tavares. Dribble drive to Rowe. Rowe. Now back to Tavares.
The Weddington make it.
Pull up. Got it for Nate.
I believe that's 19 for Nate. Pretty solid against the
average
one of the best
16,
teams in the conference.
Right. Do what you can. Ellison up top. Skip over there to Vaughn. A three for Quinn. No. Rebound by Turriff. Over to Tavares. Nate wants to push. Into the front court with that right-handed dribble. Now to Calhoun. Lost his dribble. Now to Benjamin. Khalil's been quiet.
Yeah, is he tired?
Since the
maybe?
First.
I don't know. He didn't look to even do anything.
Nate drive. Leaves it off to Turriff. Out of bounds. Weddington ball.
I don't know whether.
Under a minute to go in the third.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. Benjamin came out so on fire. Now he looks like he's not even kind of going after it.
30-point lead with 69-39 with under a minute to go. Turriff out. Sumpner backed in. 55 seconds to go as Younger walks it across the timeline. Left side over to Najee. High post to Powers. Now he comes all the way out to get it. Cut through is Ellison from 15. No good. Rebound by Powers. Lost it to Rowe. Over to Tavares. Sun Valley on the move. Spartans. Nate, drive, hang, kick. Rowe right, left wing. Will, pump fake. Kick out top. Tavares got to shoot it.
Yeah.
What are you waiting for? One shot? I mean, okay. You're down 30.
Let her fly, right?
Right now, you're the only one that can score. 13 seconds to go. Tavares up top, Younger on him. Nate through the legs, down to 8. 7-6. Got away with a carry. Up, glass, reverse, no. Rebound by Benjamin, saves it. And.
Stepped out of bounds.
I guess so. I thought they were pointing.
I think he stepped out of bounds.
Okay, you're right. It is. Stepped out of bounds with 7/10 of a second left.
I just catch it.
Oh. And he hit it at the buzzer. Younger.
Holy crap.
Whoa.
Jeez.
72-39. Holy moly. I was like, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I said, just catch it.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, and I'm looking down to get ready to set the score to tweet it out. And he hits a three from three-quarters court.
Oh, my God.
When it rains, it pours.
Yeah, that's what you're saying if you're Sun Valley, right?
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That's 5 threes for him tonight.
72-39 as we will start the fourth in a tad. Hope they have something left for Friday night.
man. So that's 20.
Shots-wise.
That's 25 for Younger. Now, I don't expect him to play a whole lot in the fourth quarter.
No, I agree with you.
25 going into
25
the fourth.
And three quarters.
So let's
25
see.
And 24 minutes.
So then Hamilton has 16, 17, 18, 19. Hamilton has 20. Cook with 8. Ellison with 12. Najee still with 4. And Powers with 3. Tavares has 19.
Toby, the way I ain't missing.
Tavares, Benjamin, Calhoun, Rowe, Sumner, Hamilton, Ellison, Powers, Younger, and Najee. And the fourth quarter's underway. Tavares with the basketball. Sun Valley right to left. Calhoun into the corner. Lost his dribble, not a Rowe. Rowe's got it. Now to Tavares on the cut through. Will. Calhoun, a three. No good. Rebound by Calhoun. Pull up from 10. No good. Rebound by Ellison. Fell down. Gets it to Hamilton, though. Over to Powers. Back to Ellison. Back to Younger across the timeline. KJ. Drive. Hang. The floater is good.
27.
Are you surprised he started the fourth?
No, okay. But I wouldn't leave him in long.
Tavares, pull up from 15, got it.
That's 21.
21 for Nate. Noah Muteb for the
first time in months from the
injury offseason.
Yeah.
That'll be nice to see when he gets out here.
Yeah.
Younger across the timeline. 74-41. Ellison with it up top. Weddington with the lead. Younger, another three. Won't go down. Rebound off of Powers. It'll be Sun Valley ball. Muteb in for the first time in a long time.
That's battling back from a knee, second knee injury. Yeah. He deserves that. That's a lot of perseverance to be playing.
Right side, Rowe with it, guarded by Muteb. Drive, hang, the teardrop, no, missed everything, out of bounds. It'll stay Sun Valley ball, though, with 6:43 to go. Don't forget Friday night. The belt will be on the line.
That's right.
First place in the Southern Carolina Conference. Marvin and Weddington will bring it to you.
Someone takes control.
Yep. Stolen by Ellison. Jack with it. Underneath, Muteb off the glass. Up and good for Noah Muteb.
They're loving that. They are loving that here. That is really a neat moment.
Tavares up top to Tomlinson. Now to Rowe. Back to Tomlinson. Now to Tavares, 6:20 to go here in the game.
And we got a fan favorite getting ready to check in here, too.
Three by Nate gives him 24 on the night.
That's right.
Will Ricketts will come in after this dead ball. 6:05 to go in the game. Younger with it up top. Into the corner to Muteb. Now to Ellison, high post. Now he'll back up top with the dribble and reset. A screen from Hamilton. Grant Dreyer. Jack Ellison drives, reverse layup, and good.
Big game for Jack tonight, 14 points.
78-44. Weddington leads with Tavares across the timeline. On the block, up and good by Sumner. Jake Ford will come in on the next dead ball. Younger through traffic, drive, hang, layup, no. Rebound his own shot. Put back is good.
Man. I mean, the only thing is, like, I guess he's not going to break any records tonight. So otherwise, you get him out, I guess. I think that's what's happening here. I think everybody but Muteb coming out. Probably.
Hamilton stole it. Gets it to Muteb. Back to Hamilton. Grant across the timeline. Grant with that dribble. Guarded by Tomlinson. Dribble drive. Kick to Powers. Up top to Younger. On the block, into the corner. Muteb a three, long rebound. Nope. Hamilton, no. Off of Sumner, it will be Weddington ball. No, it'll be Sun Valley ball. Mass substitutions. Ford, Ricketts, Vaughn in, along with Tyler Kane.
I got 29 for KJ.
So bear with me as I try to get these names right. So we've got Jalen Powell in, and that's the only new face for Sun Valley, so I should be okay. Tavares left side to Rowe. Rowe with it, back to Tavares. a screen from Sumner. They double him. Sumner on the putback, no good. Rebound by Ford. Jake wants to push. Ford across the timeline. Ford right side to Muteb. Noah drives, lost it, got it back. Down the lane, Muteb left-handed layup, no good. Rebound by Kane. Kane into the corner up top, gets it to Ricketts. Loose ball stolen away by Tavares. Tavares up to Benjamin. He loses it out of bounds. It will, no, it's a foul. Foul will be on Will Ricketts, I believe. 80 to 46 with 4:10 to go here in the contest. Going to go up top. Sumner. Back to Tavares. To Will Rowe, who goes baseline. Kick. Three on the way. No good. Rebound by Jake Ford. Two on the night for Jake. Ford on the across the timeline.
Doing a good job boxing out.
Muteb, right side. Kane in the corner. Back to Vaughn. Lost his dribble. Got it back. Now gives it off to Kane. Baseline. Cut off. Back up top. This time Vaughn with it. Guarded by Benjamin. Benjamin. Now to Ford. Ricketts a three. Got it.
Man, he shoots a high percentage.
83-46. 3:20 to go.
Elevator.
Now to Rowe. Up top, Benjamin. Drive, hang, foul, bucket is good. Bucket is good for Khalil. He'll go to the line.
Maybe a little continuation there, but he's been super quiet since that first quarter. That's his 14th point, though, looking for 15.
Wendell Timmons in for the first time tonight for Sun Valley. 3:10 to go here, 83-48. Sid Gupta will check in as well on the next dead ball. Up and good for Benjamin.
And that's 15 for him on the night.
Gupta in, replaces Benjamin. He's done for the night. Nate's still in there, though. He's tired.
Nate?
He's like, everybody
he's like,
else,
am I coming out?
Him and Sumner are still in. Ricketts with it, a screen from Muteb. Will down the lane and is fouled. 2:59 to go here. 83-49. Is Turriff going to come in along with, I believe that is, Jason Patterson, number 33.
Okay.
On the roster in Max Preps, they had two 33s, and I didn't know who to put in. Ricketts up end, no good. Turriff in. He replaces Sumner. Jason Patterson, I believe. I'm not sure.
Nate's asking to come out. Oh, maybe not.
Up and good for Ricketts on that one.
He was pulling his jersey, but maybe that was a call because I saw Coach. No, maybe not. I think he's got someone coming.
Jeffrey going to come in. Is Tavares with it up top. Patterson with it back up top. Now they swing it around. It's Timmons with it. Timmons. Left wing over to Patterson. Back to Timmons. Now to Gupta. Gupta going to drive. Now to Turriff. Stolen away by Kane. Kane up to Vaughn. Drive, hang. Blocked by Nate Tavares. And that may be Nate's last play of the game.
I would think. Yeah.
Tavares out with 2:26 to go. Jake Ford will trigger it. On the block. Muteb up and good.
There he is.
Nice little inbound play there. 86-49. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound by Vaughn. Quinn wants to push. Quinn head up looking for some help. Trying to get it to Muteb. Bad pass. Stolen away. Jeffrey's got it. Jeffrey at the elbow. Into the corner. Timmons. Baseline, skip pass, stolen away by Muteb. Noah's going to fill up the box score.
Yeah.
Muteb across the timeline. Left side to Ford. Now to Vaughn. Huh? A minute 42 to go here in the game.
I'm telling you, had Muteb not suffered that injury and that setback, I thought he might be a real key player for this team.
Muteb stolen away by Turriff. over to Jeffrey. A minute 30 to go in the game. Friday night, Marvin Ridge will host Weddington. We'll bring that game to you. And the foul will be called on Weddington as Jeffrey will go to the line. It'll be on Vaughn. Vaughn. 86-49. Jeffrey will trigger it out of bounds. Into the corner. Patterson a three. No good. Rebound by Mutep. Over to Vaughn. Vaughn will push. Ford on the block. Loose ball. Timmons has got it. A minute 10 to go. Timmons to Turriff. Back to Timmons. Now to Gupta. A three on the way for Sid. No good. Rebound by Kane. To Ford, and we're under a minute in the game. 86-49 to Mutep, right wing in front of us.
Oh, good look.
Up and no good. Rebound by Coleman. Or excuse me, Patterson.
Setting up for big Friday night.
Turriff a three, a long two, no good. Rebound by Vaughn. Out to Mutep. Over to Vaughn. 35 seconds to go. Another three. Got it. Jake Ford.
Kid can shoot it.
89-49. And a running clock.
With 20 seconds, that won't make much difference. But
Gupta. Left side. Over to Patterson. Patterson baseline. Drive. Hang. The floater. The window. No. Rebound by Kane. And a jump ball is called.
That clock might.
That'll do it. 89-49. And that's going to do it, boys and girls. It's a final. We'll see you Friday night with first place on the line, Weddington, Marvin Ridge. For Ryan Cook, Matt Abrick saying so long and have a good night.